Okay, so we did last class. We have seen only the few verses. Yudhishthira asked. We are seeing the context of Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram. And we saw Yudhishthira Uvacha. Yudhishthiraha Uvacha. Shrut Kimekam Daivatam Loke. Kim vapyekam parayanam stuvantah kam kamarchantah prapnuyur manavashubham. Kimekam daivatam loke kim vapyekam parayanam stuvantah kam kamarchantah prapnuyur manavashubham. Ko dharma sarva dharmanam bhavatav paramo mataha panmuchyate jantur janma samsara bandhanat. Ko dharma sarva dharmanam bhavatav paramo mataha kim japanmuchyate jantur janma samsara bandhanat. We saw this. Yudhishthira asks this question. Loke kim ekam daivatam. What is it? One, who is it? One Bhagavan. Kim va api ekam para ayanam. What is that ultimate end? I explained this also. Para ayanam, ultimate end, parayanam. What is that ultimate goal? Accomplishing which one need not accomplish anything else. What is that absolute end attaining which one need not attain anything? Reaching which one need not go anywhere. There's no more travel journey involved. Kim va api yekam parayanam. Kam stuvantaha. Kam archantaha. Worshipping whom, praising whom, manavaha shubham prapnuyuhu. Manavaha, people will attain moksha. Who is that one Bhagavan? Who is it only Bhagavan? What is that ultimate end? And worshipping whom, praising whom, people will attain moksha. Ko dharma sarva dharmanam bhavatav paramo mataha. Sarva dharmanam kaha paramaha dharmaha mataha. Yudhishthira is asking Bhishma, in your vision, what is the most exalted of all values? All dharmas. Kim japan janma samsara bandhanat muchyate. Muchyate is liberated, gets liberated. A person gets liberated from the bondage of birth, bondage of old age and old age. And birth and death. Okay, a person gets liberated from the bondage of birth, old age and birth and death. Kim japan, chanting which, reciting which, repeatedly uttering which. Japan means repeatedly uttering which. A person becomes liberated from bondage of old age, birth and death. Kim japan naraha janma samsara bandhanat muchyate. These are the questions we saw in the last class. I said there are four questions. Kim daivatam, ekam daivatam kim, parayanam, para ayanam kim, para ayanam, parayanam kim, ekam parayanam kim, kam stuvantaha, kam archantaha, manavaha shubham prapnuyuh. Question number 3. Sarvadharmanam paramaha dharmaha kaha. Question number 4. And number 5, fifth question is, kim japan janma samsara bandhanat. We had to add manushyaha muchyate. Fifth question. There are five questions asked. So there are five questions asked by Dharma. Yudhishthira is Dharma, first of the Pandavas. Now Bhishma is giving answer. Shri Bhishma Uvacha. Already seen all these verses, I'm keep repeating once. Jagat Prabhum Deva Deva Manantam Purushottamam Stuvan Nama Sahasrena Purushasatatothitah Tameva Charchayan Nityam Bhaktya Purushamauyayam Dhyayan Stuvan Namasyamscha. Dhyayan stuvan namasyamscha yajamanastamevacha anadinidhanam vishnum sarvalokamaheshwaram lokadhyaksham stuvan nityam sarvadukhati gobhavet. So here, see that in Bhishma's answer, I want all of you to read the sixth verse first. Anadinidhanam Vishnum Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Lokadhyaksham Stuvan Nityam Sarvadukhati Gobhavet. So Bhishma is saying Sarvadukha Atigaha Bhavet. Sarvadukha Atigaha means Sarvadukham Atigachati. Atigaha means one who has overcome. A person becomes free from all forms of sorrow. Sarva dukkha atigaha. Please note that. Sarva dukkha atigaha means the one who has free from, one who has become free from all sorrow for good. Sarva dukkha atigaha means the person who has become free from all sorrows for good means one who is liberated. So sarva dukkha atigaha bhavet means bhavishyati. A person will become free from samsara. Sarva dukkha atigaha bhavet means a person becomes free from bondage of samsara. Which person, how does he become free? He says, Nityam Stuvan. Nityam, always Stuvan, praising. Stuvan means praising. Always praising. Always praying to. So praising whom? Always praising the Lord. Always praying to the Lord. Always repeatedly uttering the name of the Lord. A person becomes free from sorrow for good. Sarva dukkha atigaha bhavati. Bhavet should be taken as bhavishyati. Will become free from samsara. Nityam stuvan, always worshipping the Lord. So he answers one first question. What is that? Janma samsara bandhanat kim japan muchyate. For that he says, Nityam stuvan sarva dukkha atigaha bhavet. Whom? Nityam stuvan whom? Worshipping, praising whom? Praying to whom? That is said, Jagat Prabhum Deva Devam Anantam Purushottamam Stuvan Nama Sahasrena Purushasatatothitah. First he gives the name Jagat Prabhum Deva Devam Anantam Purushottamam Stuvan. Okay, Jagat Prabhum, Lord of the Universe. Jagat Prabhu, Lord of the Universe. Deva Devaha, the Lord of all Devas. Deva Devaha means the Lord of all Devas. All phenomena. Anantaha, one who is free from all limitations, Anantaha. Anantaha. Then, Purushottamaha, the most exalted of all beings, the one who remains as the very truth of all beings, is the most exalted of all beings. Purushottamaha. So, all three words are names of the Lord. Jagat Prabhu, Devadevaha, Anantaha, Purushottamaha. Then, Nama Sahasrenas Tuvan. Worshipping the Lord of the universe, the Lord of all Devas, one who is of the nature of, one who is infinite, and one who is the most exalted of all beings. Worshipping him, stuvanne, how? Nama Sahasrena, with 1,000 names. Nama Sahasrena, with 1,000 names. Purushaha, satataha uttitaha, man always becomes uplifted. Man becomes elevated. Man becomes uplifted. It's one thing. So, worshipping whom? Like, who is the God, isn't it? Well, the answer is given here. The fourth mantra gives the answer for the first question.
Tameva charchayan nityam bhaktya purushamauyayam dhyayan stuvan namasyamscha yajamanastamevacha anadhinidhanam vishnum sarvalokamaheshwaram lokadhyaksham stuvan nityam sarvadukhatigo bhavet.
You have to see the fourth and the fifth verse together to get the complete meaning. So he said, sarvadukhatigaha bhavet. A person becomes free from bondage, overcomes sorrow for good, worshipping always, nityam stuvanna, the same Lord, tam eva, worshipping him alone, tam eva, him alone, worshipping him alone, whom is a archayan, cha archayan, nityam. Archayan means worshipping, always worshipping. Archayan means always worshipping with the devotion. Purusham avyayam. Avyayam purusham. The everlasting, imperishable, changeless truth of all beings. Avyayam purusha means everlasting, changeless truth of all beings. The Lord, who is in the form of the truth of all beings, who is in the form of the truth, the changeless, imperishable truth of all beings, worshipping him always, tam avyayam purusham nityam archayan cha archayan, cha is and, worshipping him with devotion, bhaktya, bhaktya, avyayam purusham nityam archayan tameva avyayam purusham bhaktya nityam archayan, always worshipping with devotion that same Ishvara, the Lord, the imperishable, changeless truth of all beings. Not only that, dhyayan. So, archayan, worshipping, dhyayan, placing one's attention in, meditating upon, archayan, worshipping him, meditating upon him, dhyayan, meditating upon him, meditating, dhyayan means meditating, stuvan, praising him, namasyan, bowing to him. So, stuvan, praising, namasyanne, bhaving, dhyayanne, meditating, archayanne, ஒர்ஷிப்பிங், அர்ச்சையன்னு ஒர்ஷிப்பிங், தியாயன்னு மெடிடேட்டிங், ஸ்துவன்னு பிரேசிங், குளோரிஃபையிங், நமஸ்யன்னு பவிங். ஸோ பவிங் டு தட் லார்ட், பிரேசிங் தட் லார்ட், திங்கிங் ஆஃப் தட் லார்ட் ஆல்வேஸ், ஒர்ஷிப்பிங் தட் லார்ட் வித் டிவோஷன், த லார்ட் த எவர்லாஸ்டிங் அன்சேஞ்சபிள் இம்பெரிஷபிள் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ். அகைன் ஹோம் அநாதி நிதனம். Again, see, continues. The description of Bhagavan continues. Description of Bhagavan in this second, the fifth verse is what? Avyayam Purusham. Then, Tam also. Tam Avyayam Purusham. Then, Anadi Nidhanam. See, Adihi means beginning. Nidhanam means end. I tell you, if you listen to this Vishnu Sahasranama with Shraddha, and you are with every nama, you will see the benefit yourself. In 48 days, learn with Shraddha, you will see the benefit. Adihi, beginning. Nidhanam, end. We are still seeing the context of Vishnu Sahasranama. We have not yet gone to Sahasranama for me to start the Bhashyam. Okay. Adihi, beginning. Nidhanam, end. Nidhanam means another word for antaha. Nidhanam, antaha are synonyms. So, anadihi means beginningless. Anidhanam means what? Endless. So, anadi nidhanaha. Who is the Lord? Lord is the truth who is beginningless, endless truth. Lord is beginningless, endless truth. Adiyum, antamum, illadavan. Beginningless, endless truth is anadi nidhanaha. And this beginningless, endless truth, what does it mean? Anadi nidhanaha? Timeless reality. Bhagavan for us is beginningless, endless, timeless reality. Nityaha. Nityaha is implied by the word anadi nidhanaha. And not only Bhagavan, his time is limitless. Vishnu, all pervasive, vyapnoti iti Vishnu. ஆதிஹி யஸ்ய நாஸ்தி நிதனம் யஸ்ய நாஸ்தி சஹ அநாதி நிதனஹ பகவான். தென் சர்வம் வியாப்னோதி இதி விஷ்ணு, தி லார்ட் ஹூ இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ். திஸ் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பேஷலி லிமிட்லெஸ். திஸ் டைம்லெஸ், பிகினிங்லெஸ், எண்ட்லெஸ், ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் ட்ரூத். நாட் ஒன்லி தட், சர்வலோக மகேஸ்வரஹ மகா ஈஸ்வரஹ, the exalted, great, only great Lord of all the worlds. Sarvaloka Mahaishwaraha, Sarvaloka Maheshwaraha. The truth is there. Lord of all worlds is the very truth which is all pervasive, the very truth which is beginning eternal. And not only that, Loka Adhyakshaha. So, Anadi Nidanaha, Vishnuhu, Sarvaloka Maheshwaraha, Loka Adhyakshaha, the President of the World, Loka Adhyakshaha, Lokanam Adhyakshaha, Loka Adhyakshaha. Okay, now four names, you come across four names in sixth mantra, sixth verse. Anadi Nidanaha, Vishnuhu, Sarvaloka Maheshwaraha, லோகாத்யக்ஷஹ. இன் ஃபிஃப்த் மந்த்ரா யூ கம் அக்ராஸ் டூ நேம்ஸ், புருஷஹ அவ்யய, அவ்யயஹ புருஷ, ஒன் நேம், ஒன் நேம். ஓகே, அண்ட் இன் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட், ஓகே, திஸ் ஃபோர் நேம்ஸ் யூ கம் அக்ராஸ் டோட்டலி, இட் இஸ் த லார்ட் அண்ட் வர்ஷிப்பிங் சச் லார்ட், வர்ஷிப்பிங் த லார்ட் ஹூ இஸ் அனதர் தென் தி வெரி ட்ரூத், ஹூ இஸ் அநாதி நிதனஹ, who is Vishnu, who is Sarvaloka Maheshwaraha, who is Loka Adhyakshaha, who is Para Avyaha Purushaha. Four names. Okay, five. Avyaha Purushaha. I can take as two also. Five. this Lord, what should a person do? Stuvan, nityam stuvan. The stuvan comes twice. Nityam stuvan, praising him always. Dhyayan, namasyan, archayan, bhaktya. With devotion, worshipping him, meditating upon him, praising him, bowing to him, this Lord, sarva dukkha atigaha bhavet. One becomes free from all sorrow for good. One overcomes all sorrow. Who? Yajamanaha. Yajamanaha means worshipper. The person Yajamanaha also is loosely used to mean husband. Okay, Yajamanaha, people say Yajamana means husband, but here Yajamanaha means worshipper. Yajate iti Yajamanaha. Yaha Yajate saha Yajamanaha, worshipper. So, worshipper of Bhagavan, the person who worships the Lord, how does he worship? With devotion, worshipping him always, meditating him upon him always, praising him always, you know, bowing to that Lord always, a person becomes free from bondage of samsara. It means he becomes the one who has overcome all sorrows for good. Sarva dukkha atigaha bhavet. Okay? Is the answer given. So, jagat prabhum deva deva manantam purushottamam stuvannama sahasrena purushasatatothitaha tameva charchayan nityam tameva cha archayan. So tameva avyayam purusham nityam archayan nityam bhaktya archayan dhyayan stuvan namasyan cha yajamanaha. Okay, anadi nidhanam vishnum sarvaloka maheshwaram loka adhyaksham nityam stuvan yajamanaha sarva dukkha atigaha bhavati. Twice tameva is there. The tameva is to adjust the meter. Okay, sometimes they put twice him. We don't need for adjusting the meter. Okay. That's very clear, made very, very clear. You don't need to ask, how does a person become free from samsara, bondage of samsara? How does he overcome? How does he become the one who is has overcome all sorrows for good? Sarva dukkha atigaha katam bhaveti. Tam avyayam purusham bhaktya nityam archayan dhyayan stuvan namasyan bhavati. Stuvan is repeated twice. Again, for emphasizing this, that act of glorifying Bhagavan. Next. Brahmanyam sarva dharmagyam lokanam kirtivardhanam. I'm going to repeat the mantra. Brahmanyam sarva dharmagyam lokanam kirtivardhanam. Lokanatham mahadbhotam sarva bhota bhavodbhavam. Brahmanyam sarva dharmagnyam lokanam kirtivardhanam. Lokanatham mahadbhotam sarva bhota bhavodbhavam. All the words are in objective case, so meaning is not complete. Brahmanyam sarva dharmagnyam lokanam kirtivardhanam lokanatham mahadbhotam sarva bhota bhavodbhavam. Yeshame sarva dharmanam dharmo dhikatamo mataha yad bhaktya pundarikaksham stavair archen narasadam narasada. Now, seventh and eighth together, he gives, we have to take the mean, seventh month verse and the eighth verse together. Previously, I was doing Upanishads, so the word mantra comes quite often. Seventh verse and eighth verse should be taken together for to get the complete meaning.
Brahmanyam sarva dharmajnam lokanam kirtivardhanam lokanatham mahadbhotam sarva bhota bhavodbhavam yeshame sarva dharmanam dharmo dhikatamo mataha yad bhaktya pundarikaksham stavairarche narasada.
Now, you know, kaha sarva dharmanam paramaha dharmaha kaha. What is the most exalted of all dharmas? Paramaha dharmaha, sarva dharmanam paramaha dharmaha kaha. What is the most exalted, what the most superior of all dharmas? That was the fourth question asked by Yudhishthira. And here, he is giving this answer. The answer is given here. In sixth, seventh and eighth. Same thing, answer is same answer. How does one become free from sorrow? By worshipping the Lord. Now, what is the most exalted of all dharmas? Again, worshipping the Lord is the most important thing. He says, Yeshaha me sarvadharmanam adhikatamaha mataha dharmaha. Bhishma is saying, Yeshaha dharmaha, this dharma, Yeshaha dharmaha means what? This dharmaha is adhikatamaha mataha. Adhikatamaha means, see, adhikam, more. Okay, great. Adhikatamaha, greater. Adhikataraha, greater. Adhikatamaha, greatest. Adhikatamaha, most exalted, or the greatest of dharmas. Most exalted of the dharmas, of all dharmas, sarva dharmanam adhikatamaha dharmaha. Adhikatamaha dharmaha is equal to paramaha dharmaha. There are two different words but mean the same. Paramaha dharmaha and adhikatamaha dharmaha mean the same. Sarva dharmanam adhikatamaha dharmaha. The most exalted, most superior, greatest of all dharmas. Me mataha. Yeshaha dharmaha. This is the most exalted of all dharmas in my vision. Me mataha means in my vision, or it is considered by me that this is the most exalted of dharmas in my vision. This is considered to be the greatest of all dharmas by me. You can have two meanings, okay? Yeshaha dharmaha sarvadharmanam adhikatamaha mataha. Me. That, what is that? Yad. Yad means what? That. Bhaktya pundarikaksham stavaihi naraha sada archet. See, archet is a ling, potential word, which means one should. Naraha archet. Naraha, man. Man is a word used for meaning all human beings. Naraha, man. Archet, must worship, should worship. Sada, always. Man, always. Always, man should worship. Sada, naraha, archet. Okay, how? Stavaihi. Stavaihi with words of praise. With the devotion. Bhaktya with the devotion. So man should always worship with the devotion, with words of praise. Whom? Pundarika Aksham. Aksha means eye. Pundarika means lotus. Pundarikaksha means lotus-eyed. See, the word Pundarikaksha, lotus-eyed, means Bhagavan whose eyes are like the lotus. The literal meaning. Actually speaking, lotus is known for its softness. The Bhagavan who is of the nature of compassion. Okay, the most compassionate Lord Bhagavan, whose eyes are lotus-eyed. Pundarikaksha means lotus-eyed. Pundarikaksham stavehi archen me. One should always worship the Lord with the words of praise, with devotion. Naraha sada bhaktya stavehi Pundarikaksham archet. This is the most exalted of dharmas in my vision. He says, man should worship the Lord always with devotion, with the hymns of praise. This is the most exalted dharma, he says. And who is Pundarikaksha? The seventh verse describes Pundarikaksha, the lotus-eyed Lord, who is an embodiment of compassion. Who is this Lord? Wait for the philosophical unfoldment from verse number one, okay? Later on. Don't forget, we have not yet started seeing Vishnu Sahasranama. We are still seeing the context. Who is Pundarikaksha Bhagavan? Who is this lotus-eyed Lord? Brahmanyam, Brahmanyaha. Brahmanyaha means the Lord who is the very truth and who is of the nature of limitlessness. Sarvadharmajnaha, the omniscient Lord. Sarvadharmajnaha, the Lord who is of the nature of all knowledge, the all-knowing Lord who knows all dharmas, the knower of all dharmas, sarvadharmajnaha. Lokanam kirtivardhanam, the one who contributes for the glory of the worlds. Lokanam kirtivardhanaha. Kirtihi means fame, glory. And then one who contributes for the glory of the world, which means whoever is glorious, whoever enjoys any fame, name, fame, popularity, eminence in this world, and all that is possible only because of the blessing of the Lord. So lokanam means who contributes for the glory of all the worlds, means the one but for whose blessing and grace no fame, no name, no popularity, no eminence can be enjoyed by any individual also. That's the meaning. Lokanam kirtivardhanam. Bhagavan is Brahmanyaha, Bhagavan is Sarvadharmajnaha, Bhagavan is Lokanam Kirtivardhanaha, Bhagavan is Lokanathaha. The Nathaha means the Lord. Who is the Lord? The Lord Nathaha, you have to understand the meaning of the word Nathaha. Nathaha literally is translated as Lord. Who is the Lord? One who is independent of anything in the world for his being fullness. Lord is of the nature of fullness and happiness, limitlessness. Lord is not dependent on the world for what the Lord is essentially. The one who is not dependent on anything in the world for what Lord is essentially. Because Lord is called Nathaha. Even a human being, a jnani, becomes a Nathaha. As long as you're a jnani, you are anathaha. Once you become a jnani, you also can become anathaha. Ajnani is anathaha, jnani is nathaha. Ajnani is an orphan, not orphan. Ajnani is anathaha and jnani is nathaha. Anathaha means a slave, nathaha means lord. Anathaha is slave, nathaha is the lord. A slave is the one who's dependent on the world for his happiness and security. Whereas nathaha, lord, is the one who is independent of the world for his very existence, for his happiness and the fullness. So lord is the, here Bhagavan is said to be the absolute lord of all the worlds, because not only he is independent of the world for his happiness and fullness and security, because lord is essentially of the nature of fullness and happiness. Lord lends existence to the world, therefore lord is the absolute lord, nathaha. Therefore, ever Bhagavan is the lord. We all have to know that Bhagavan, the truth, as the Bhagavan of truth, to become the lords. But Bhagavan is always the lord, nathaha. Lokanathaha, lord of all world, all the worlds, lord of this entire creation, entire universe. And mahatbhutam, mahatbhutam, the most exalted being. Mahatbhutam means the most exalted being, absolute being, absolute existence. The Bhagavan as the reality is in the form of the most exalted being, the very most exalted existence, which lends existence to the entire world. Mahadbhutam. Mahadbhutam, the most exalted being. Then sarvabhuta bhava udbhavam. Sarvabhuta bhava udbhavam. Bhagavan is the source, sarvabhutanam bhava udbhavaha. Bhagavan is the source of origination of all beings. Sarvesham bhutanam bhavasya udbhavaha. Means Bhagavan is the source of origination of all beings. It means without Bhagavan as the truth, there cannot be any being at all. All beings come into existence from Bhagavan. Therefore it is said sarvabhuta bhodbhavaha. So see, he's going to talk about Bhagavan again. Already he gives a beautiful description of Bhagavan. He says, worshipping, he says, man always must worship with devotion, with the words of praise, the hymns of praise, the Lord, lotus eyed Lord. This is the most exalted dharma. And the Lord, who is Brahmanyaha, who is Sarvadharmajnaha, Lokanam Kirtivardhanaha, Lokanathaha, Mahadbhutam, Mahadbhutaha, Sarvabhuta Bhodbhavaha. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Brahmanyaha, 1. Sarvadharmajnaha, number 2. Lokanam Kirtivardhanaha, number 3. Lokanatha, number 4. Then Mahadbhutaha, number 5. Sarvabhuta Bhodbhavaha, number 6. Pundarikakshaha, number 7. So having described Bhagavan in this form, in this way, in all these 7 words, and Bhishma says, worshipping the Lord of, Lord who is described in these 7 words, man should always worship with devotion, with the hymns of praise, Bhagavan, who is described in these 7 words. The Bhashyam begins later on. Okay. Now I have to tell you this much. So by worshipping the Lord, one becomes free from samsara. Worshipping the Lord is the most exalted of all dharmas. Okay. Worshipping the Lord, one becomes uplifted. He said, now, next.
Paramam yo mahat tejaha. Paramam yo mahat tapaha. Paramam yo mahat brahma. Paramam yav parayanam. Paramam yo mahat tejaf. Paramam yo mahat tapaha. Paramam yo mahat tejaf. Paramam yo mahat tapaha.
For chanting, you have to chant like this.
Paramam yo mahat tejaf. Paramam yo mahat tapaha. Paramam yo mahat tejaf. Paramam yo mahat tapaha. Paramam yo mahat brahma. Paramam yav parayanam. Paramam yo mahat tejaf. Paramam yo mahat tapaha. Paramam yo mahat brahma. Paramam yav parayanam. Paramam yo mahat tejaf. Paramam yo mahat tapaha. Paramam yo mahat brahma. Paramam yav parayanam. Pavitranam pavitram yo mangalanam cha mangalam. Pavitranam pavitram yo mangalanam cha mangalam. Daivatam devatanam cha bhutanam yo vyayav pita. Daivatam devatanam cha bhutanam yo vyayav pita. Repeat. Paramam yo mahat tejaf. Paramam yo mahat tapaha. Paramam yo mahat brahma. Paramam yav parayanam. Pavitranam pavitram yo mangalanam cha mangalam. Daivatam devatanam cha bhutanam yo vyayav pita. Yo vyayas pita. Pavitranam pavitram yo mangalanam cha mangalam. Daivatam devatanam cha bhutanam yo vyayas pita. Yatas sarvani bhutani.
Why I'm reading all the mantras together? You have to read these few mantras together to get the complete sense.
Yatas sarvani bhutani. Yatas sarvani bhutani. Bhavantyadi yugagame. Bhavantyadi yugagame. Yasmimscha. Yasmimscha. Pralayam yanti. Yasmimscha pralayam yanti. Yasmimscha pralayam yanti. Punareva yugakshaye. Punareva yugakshaye. Tasya loka pradhanasya. Tasya lokasya. Tasya loka pradhanasya jagannathasya bhupate. Vishnor nama sahasram me shrunu papa bhayapaham. Vishnor nama sahasram me shrunu papa bhayapaham.
So we have to read 9, 10, 11, 12, all four verses together to get the complete sense. See the three verses. Let me repeat again these three verses. Paramam yo mahat tejah, paramam yo mahat tapah. Paramam yo mahat tejah, paramam yo mahat tapah. Paramam yo mahat brahma, paramam yah parayanam. Paramam yo mahat brahma, paramam yah parayanam. Pavitranam pavitram yo mangalanam cha mangalam. Pavitranam pavitram yo mangalanam cha mangalam. Daivatam devatanam cha bhutanam yo vyayah pita. Daivatam devatanam cha bhutanam yo vyayah pita. Yatas sarvani bhutani, yatas sarvani bhutani bhavantyadi yugagame. Yasmimscha pralayam yanti, yasmimscha pralayam yanti, yasmimscha pralayam yanti punareva yugakshaye. Yatas sarvani bhutani bhavantyadi yugagame, bhavantyadi yugagame. Yatas sarvani bhutani bhavantyadi yugagame, yasmimscha pralayam yanti, yasmimscha pralayam yanti punareva yugakshaye. Tasya loka pradhanasya jagannathasya bhupate. Tasya loka pradhanasya jagannathasya bhupate. Vishnor nama sahasram me, Vishnor nama sahasram me shrunu papa bhayapaham, shrunu papa bhayapaham. Okay, now you have to get the meaning like from here. First, Bhishma tells Yudhishthira, shrunu, shrunu, may you listen, may you hear, may you listen, may from me. May shrunu means may you listen from, may listen to me, may you listen from me, listen to me, may you listen from, hear from me, listen from me. What should listen from me? Nama sahasram. May you listen to me, 1,000 names, listen from me, 1,000 names. Names of the Lord. Nama sahasram, nama name, sahasram 1,000. Names, work of 1,000 names, work of 1,000 names. And whose 1,000 names? Vishnoho. Vishnoho nama sahasram. May you listen from me, names, 1,000 names of the Lord. Vishnu. 1,000 names of the Lord who is of the nature of all pervasiveness. May you listen from me 1,000 names of all pervasive Bhagavan. Vishnu. Vishnoho nama sahasram me shrunu. Vishnuvinudaya ayiram namangale enumirundu ketpayaga. May you listen to me 1,000 names of the Lord. And what is the, and this adjective of nama sahasram? Papa bhaya apaham. Papa bhaya apaham. The remover of apaham means remover. that which removes all sins and also fear. You know, in fact, we have to understand whenever we pray to Bhagavan for protection, actually protection implies utter fearlessness. May you protect me means may you bless me with utter fearlessness. May you remove the fear for good. That is the meaning. Protect me means what? Whenever you ask for absolute protection, prayer for protection is actually prayer for utter fearlessness. And prayer for utter fearlessness is prayer for removal of fear for good. Freedom from fear for good. So here he says, may you listen to me, the thousand names of all pervasive Lord, and which will remove all sins and all the fear for good. Papa apaham bhaya apaham. Papa bhaya apaham. Papa bhaya apaham. Papa apaham bhaya apaham. Papa bhaya apaham. It removes both fear and may you listen to that thousand names of Lord Vishnu, which removes fear and papam. And who is this Lord? Beautiful. It's called in Taittiriya Upanishad, Adishankara Bhagavad, when he wrote his, Adishankara Bhagavatpada wrote his commentary, he also presents his prayer in the same way. In fact, Taittiriya Upanishad is also teaching this. So he says, Yatas sarvani bhutani bhavantyadi. Okay. And who is this Lord? Again, Vishnoho Namasahasram. Sorry, before I go there, let me tell you this. Loka Pradhanaha Jagannathaha. Lord, this all pervasive Lord is the one Loka Pradhanaha. Loka Pradhanaha means with Samudra Pradhanam is Jalam. Samudra Pradhanam Jalam is what? Water is the most important of the entire ocean, but for which ocean cannot be, wave cannot be. Samudra Pradhanam Jalam. Like that, Loka Pradhanam means what? The very truth of the whole universe, whole world, which lends existence to the whole world. Loka Pradhanaha. Bhagavan. Jagannathaha, again repetition, Lokanathaha, Jagannathaha, Lord of the whole universe. And he Bhupate, see Bhishma is addressing his grandson as, O Bhupate, O king. Bhupatihi means king. So Bhupate is vocative form, vocative case form. O king, Bhupatihi, king. Bhupate, O king. Listen from me, thousand names of the all-pervasive Lord, the Lord of this entire universe, and the most important truth which is existence to the whole world. Loka Pradhanasya, Jagannathasya, Vishnoho, Namasahasram, Papa Bhaya Apaham, Namasahasram, Meshruno. Hey, O Bhupate, O King, may you listen, Loka Pradhanasya, Jagannathasya, Vishnoho, Papa Bhaya Apaham, Namasahasram, Meshruno. Okay, may you listen to me, listen from me, of the names of the Lord, who is all pervasive, who is Loka Pradhanaha, who is Jagannathaha, and which, this Namasahasram, this adjective of Namasahasram is what? Papa Bhayapaham Namasahasram. Papa Bhayapaham Namasahasram. Suno. Okay. And who is this Lord again? Okay, may you listen to me, thousand names of the Lord. Who is this Lord? Yatas sarvani bhotani bhavantya adyugagame yasmins chapralayam yanti పునరేవ యుగక్షయే యతః సర్వాణి భూతాని యుగసి భవంతి ఆది యుగ ఆగమే. యుగ ఆగమే అట్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్, యుగ ఆగమే అట్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్, ఆదియుగ ఆగమే, యునో ద ఫోర్ యుగస్, ది ఫస్ట్ యుగ, ఆదియుగ ఆగమే మీన్స్ అట్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్, ద వెరీ బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్. యతః ఫ్రమ్ హూమ్ సర్వాణి భూతాని భవంతి, ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. ద వెరీ బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్, ఫ్రమ్ హూమ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ ఒరిజినేట్, ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. సర్వాణి భూతాని, ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్, రిపీటెడ్లీ లిసనింగ్ భూతాని భూతాని భూతాని, గెట్ ఇట్ వర్డ్ షుడ్ గో ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్. సర్వాణి భూతాని, ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ భవంతి కమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ వెన్ ఆది యుగ ఆగమే. ఆది యుగం మీన్స్ ఫస్ట్ యుగ, ఆగమే మీన్స్ అది అరైవల్. వెన్ ది ఫస్ట్ యుగ అరైవ్స్ మీన్స్ వాట్? అట్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద క్రియేషన్, ఇన్ ద వెరీ బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్. ఫ్రమ్ హోమ్ యతః, ఫ్రమ్ వేర్, ఫ్రమ్ హోమ్, యతః మీన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ హోమ్, ఫ్రమ్ వేర్, ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ ఒరిజినేట్, ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. దెన్ యస్మిన్ చ, యస్మిన్ చ యస్మింస్ చ, యస్మిన్ చ యస్మింస్ చ, ఇన్ చ అండ్ యస్మిన్ ఇన్ హోమ్, పునః ఏవ అగైన్ యుగక్షయే. యుగక్షయే అట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది యుగ, అట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్, at the time of dissolution, deluge, yugakshaya means deluge, dissolution, at the time of deluge, pralayam yanti, they all resolve, in whom all the beings resolve at the time of dissolution, the time of deluge. Yugakshaye pralayam yanti adi yuga agame bhavanti సర్వాణి భూతాని, యతః భవంతి యస్మిన్ ప్రళయం యాంతి, ఫ్రమ్ హూమ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అండ్ ఇన్ హూమ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ రిజాల్వ్ అట్ ది టైమ్ ఆఫ్ మహాప్రళయ. అండ్ దాట్ లార్డ్ తస్య, సో యుగ ఆది యుగ ఆగమే సర్వాణి భూతాని భవంతి, యుగక్షయే సర్వాణి భూతాని పునః ఏవ ప్రళయం యాంతి. సీ, ఆల్రెడీ దే హ్యావ్ వన్స్ బికమ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్, అగైన్ దే బికమ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ భగవాన్, అండ్ హ్యావింగ్ బికమ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ అగైన్ దే బికమ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్, విచ్ మీన్స్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ ఇంప్లైస్ ద ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ వాజ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ఇన్ భగవాన్, బికమ్స్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ భగవాన్, again from being manifest becomes unmanifest. It means constantly there is the world becoming manifest and unmanifest, becoming manifest and becoming unmanifest continuously, endlessly happen. So from whom everything becomes manifest, in whom everything becomes unmanifest, from whom all the beings come into existence in the beginning of the yuga, and in whom all the beings resolve at the end of the yuga. And he is the very truth of the universe, loka pradanah, the lord of the universe, and he is all pervasive lord. And may you listen to the 1000 names of that lord, and which will remove fear and sins. Not only that, pavitranam pavitram yaha yaha, and this lord pavitranam pavitraha, Yaha, yo should be taken as yaha. He who is the most purifying of all purifying factors. Pavitranam pavitra. Pavitram means that which purifies. What is that which will purify one? Will purify one from all forms of blemishes and deficiencies and defects and papams. Bhagavan. Therefore, pavitranam pavitram. There are so many things which are said to be pavitrani. Purifying factors. The most, the pavitranam pavitram. The purifying factor of all purifying factors. Mangalanam cha mangalam. The most auspicious of all auspicious things. Devatanam daivatam. The Lord of all the devatas. Bhutanam avyaha pita. Imperishable father of all beings. Avyaha pita, imperishable father of all beings. The most auspicious of all auspicious things. The Lord of all devas, the most purifying of all purifying factors is the Lord. It is this Lord from whom all beings come into existence, in whom all the beings resolve. And it, so may you listen to me, listen from me, 1,000 names of such Lord. So the verse 9 and 10 again presents the description of the Lord. And the conclusion, the meaning is complete only with the 11th verse. Sorry, 12th verse. 9, 10 and 11 describe the Lord as the source of the universe. Cause of the universe. Okay. I'm going to stop now because I apologize to you. I have to leave. So I'll continue again next class.